জয় নিতাই, জয় গৌর। আমরা এই মাইকটা একটু কম করে শুনি। ধারাবাহিক রূপে
রেগুলারলি উই আর হিয়ারিং শ্রী গোপ কুমার হ্যাজ এ ফ্রুট অ্যাজ এ রিজাল্ট অফ হিজ ওন সাধনা হি হ্যাজ রিচ দ টপ মোস্ট অ্যাবোড অফ গোলোক আদাম।
সেখানে তিনি শ্রীকৃষ্ণ
ইগার ফর দর্শন অফ শ্রীকৃষ্ণ হি ওয়েন্ট টু দ্য ব্যাঙ্কস অফ ইয়মুনা ওয়ের অল দ্য ব্রজবাসীজ অল দ্য ব্রজলেডিজ এভরিওয়ান They were all at the banks of Yamuna. They were all waiting. When will Shri Krishna come? When shall we get his darshan? They were very eager. Quality and the nature of prem, purest love for Shri Krishna, is so that the person is constantly absorbed, eager for Shri Krishna. Srila Sanatan Goswami Pad is comparing it with a disease. When a patient is feeling thirst, but as much water as he drinks, the thirst is not quenched. It is even greater. Whatever the patient drinks, he keeps feeling thirst. So Krishna prema is like that. It doesn't stop. Thirst for Krishna is never quenched. There is no end to such thirst, transcendental thirst and eagerness for Shri Krishna. There are so many kinds of intoxication in material world, many kinds of madness, and the nature of transcendental intoxication, transcendental madness of Shri Krishna is such that this Krishna prema intoxication never ends. And it doesn't come just through one life. It is intoxication that is being gathered. It's growing from life to life. This intoxication of Krishna prema never stops. This transcendental loving eagerness is only growing. What is the nature of the topmost Goloka Dham? It is exactly the same as this Vrindavan in which we are now. Lord Shri Krishna is going for herding of the cows and soon he is to come back. So all the inhabitants of Shivraja Dham are waiting for him. When is he coming back? When is he coming? Gop Kumar suddenly said, I have seen Shri Krishna Nanda Nandan playing his flute among sakas and cows. I have seen him from far away. Also, Shri Krishna, he has also seen Gop Kumar from far away. And in bliss, Shri Krishna told, Hey Shridam, look there, look there. My dear friend Swarup, he came. Finally, I've gained his association.
Bhagavan Shri Krishna's pradatto naam hocche Swarup.
Swarup is the name of Gop Kumar that Krishna gave to him. And Krishna was saying, look, look, there is Swarup. With the divine walk, with divine gait, Shri Krishna was walking around his neck. There was beautiful vanamala, garland from flower, forest flowers. On his head, as a decoration of his topknot and his turban, there was a peacock feather. In a joyful mood, laughing, in a playful mood, being so beautiful, all his limbs being beautifully decorated as well, Srila Sanatana Goswami Pad is describing. And he is saying, he said, it's not possible to describe this beautiful form of Sri Krishna. So with his divine gait, walk, Sri Krishna was coming towards his dear friend Swarup. What did he do? When he came to Swarup, to Gop Kumar, Sri Krishna has put his lotus arms at the shoulders of Gop Kumar. By the divine touch of Sri Krishna, Gop Kumar has lost his consciousness and he has fell on the ground. And everyone was starting crying, calling for him. Hearing their callings, Gop Kumar came back to his consciousness. But when Gop Kumar came back to consciousness, he has realized as Sri Krishna was embracing him that he has also fallen to the ground, fainting without consciousness. Crying, with tears profusely crying, Sri Krishna was lying there on the ground, fainting without consciousness. All the Vrajavasis instantly started crying themselves and weeping. Alas, alas, what has happened? All the cowherd boyfriends of Sri Krishna, they've surrounded Sri Krishna and they have seen that he was lying on the ground without consciousness. Everyone was crying. They were trying to regain Krishna's consciousness, to bring him back to consciousness. Hearing the crying of all the Vrajavasis, also Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba, they came closer and they have started crying profusely. They have seen Sri Krishna was lying there on the ground without consciousness. He was lying there, fainting. Maya Shoda and Rohini Devi, they've also fainted, crying, "Hey Krishna, Hey Krishna." From all the four sides, all the four directions, everyone was crying. Also, all the cows, all the animals, everyone was crying. All the birds were crying as well. Up from the sky, the sound of their voices, their cries could be heard. All the cows, they came closer. They can't stay far from Krishna without his darshan. So all the cows, they also came closer and they have seen Shri Krishna lying unconscious there on the ground. So from all four directions, everyone was crying and lamenting. Similarly, all the trees were lamenting. They were feeling so much grief, as if fire would come within them. And as a result of it, all their leaves were falling off, drying. All the Vrajavasis were saying, "Who has come? Who is this new person? This young boy, he must be some ghost sent by Kamsa. Seeing him, our Shri Krishna came to such a horrifying state. It is all because of him." Baladev came and he has pacified everyone. He has seen who it was. And he, with his divine vision, he could see. It is Kanai's very dear, very old friend that came from Govardhan. And Baladev, he has taken Gop Kumar, Swarup, close to himself. He has put his lotus arm around Gop Kumar. And he brought Gop Kumar, Swarup, closer to Shri Krishna and he said, "Touch Krishna. Touch Kanai with your arms." Instantly, consciousness came back to Shri Krishna. And getting up, he again embraced Gop Kumar and for a very, very long time, crying, Shri Krishna was embracing Gop Kumar. How merciful is Lord Shri Krishna that seeing his dear friend, he lost consciousness. He has fallen unconscious, fainted. Sometimes in this world, parents even don't want to see their children. Sometimes even mother and father don't want to see their son, their child. But the Lord is so merciful. that seeing his dear friend, hearing about his arrival, seeing him arriving, he has fainted unconscious in happiness. And now, coming back to consciousness, he is still crying. Understanding what has happened, that he has fainted in front of everyone, Shri Krishna was shy. How merciful is Shri Krishna that seeing his dear friend was so blissful that he has fainted, lost his consciousness. How merciful is the Lord. Shri Gop Kumar, he has gained the darshan of Lord Narayan in Vaikuntha, in Ayodhya. He has gained darshan of Lord Ramachandra. In Svarga, he has met, he has darshan of Indradev. In Brahmaloka, Satyaloka, he has met a darshan of Lord Brahma. In Tapaloka, he has met, had the darshan of four Kumaras. And he has gained affection, and he has given affection and prem to all of them. But although they have seen Gop Kumar, no one had fainted. But in how much bliss Lord Shri Krishna was, that out of bliss of seeing Shri Gop Kumar, he has fainted. This kind of mood we can see only in Shri Krishna, in Vrajadham, in no one else. Taking Shri Gop Kumar along with him, Shri Krishna took Gop Kumar also along with Shri Balaram and other cowherd boys. So, in this case, in this example, we can see how the Lord feels gaining association of his dear devotee. So Shri Krishna was taking Shri Gop Kumar along with him. So all the birds, all the cows, all the deers, they were crying as Shri Krishna was fainting. But now, now they were all blissfully looking at Shri Krishna, all these deers. They didn't come much closer to the banks of Yamuna, but they were watching from the forests nearby. So all these female and male deers, they were waiting for Shri Krishna. They were standing there at the forest near the banks of Mother Yamuna. So all the birds, all the animals, they have understood. Now evening is coming. We won't be able to have darshan of Shri Krishna for much more today. Also all the Vrajavasis, they went back to their further activities, taking care of the cows, milking them. All the Vraja ladies, all the Vrajavasis, cowherd boys, they were all engaged in their further activities. Nanda Maharaj told, "Hey Kanai, you don't need to take further care of the cows today. Go to your mother." But Sri Krishna told, "No, no. I'm going to do the service of the cows and then I will go to mother." But Nanda Baba told again, "No, no, you go directly to Mother Yashoda, otherwise she will chastise me." So Sri Krishna and Gop Kumar, Sri Krishna gave name to Gop Kumar, that name was Swarup. So Sri Krishna, Kanai, and Swarup, they were going together. So Gop Kumar was, Swarup was along with Kanai, and Kanai gave him ingit. It means just with a glance, with his view, he showed him what to do to offer obeisances to Mother Yashoda and Rohini Devi, and Swarup did so. And both of them, Mother Yashoda and Rohini Devi, took affectionate care of Swarup as of their own son, Kanai, Sri Krishna. So further on, Yashomata and Rohini Mata, they made arrangements for Sri Krishna and Sri Balaram's bath. So Sri Krishna was telling that he is so hungry. Now coming back from herding of the cows, that he feels great hunger. So all the Vraja ladies told to Yashomata, to Yashoda Maya, "You go and cook for Sri Krishna, and we are going to bathe Sri Krishna and Sri Balaram." First, they were bathing Sri Balaram so that he can go to Nanda Baba, and then they were to bathe Sri Krishna. So first they've bathed Balaram so that he can go to Nanda Baba and join him. Balaram was very peaceful while taking bath, but Sri Krishna, he's constantly so naughty, and he was naughty also during taking bath. So the bathing of Sri Balaram has ended. Vraja gopis have decorated him very nicely and they have sent him to Rohini Maya. But when the time came for Sri Krishna to take bath, He was so naughty. He was running around. Then he said, "I can't take bath now. I need to go and pass urine." So Sri Krishna was so naughty. He was running around. He also wanted to see what's going on regarding cooking. So it was very hard to peacefully bathe him. There is a narration related to Sri Ram and Sri Krishna. At one instance, At one instance, Nanda Maharaj took Sri Ram to his home, and Dasharath Maharaj, he has taken Sri Krishna to his home. And the natures of Sri Ram and Sri Krishna are completely different. Sri Ram is so peaceful. He's Maryada Purushottam. He's following rules and regulations. So Sri Ram was very peaceful, but Sri Krishna, he's constantly so naughty. Yashomati, Yashoda Maya and other Vraja ladies, they were saying, "What is happening? Our son is so peaceful today. Usually he's so naughty, but today he's so peaceful. He's offering obeisances to everyone. He's very respectful to everyone." But there in the house of Dasharath Maharaj, Sri Krishna was so naughty that everyone, Kaushalya Mata and other ladies, were thinking, "What is happening to our son? He got mad today. He's so naughty and not respectful." It was very hard to give a bath to Sri Krishna. Now, there in Vraja, as Vraja ladies were to give bath to Sri Krishna, it was not easy to give him bath and further on to decorate him. He was running around. He was so naughty. So, when there was time to take bath and when Vraja ladies were taking off Krishna's clothes, Krishna still had his flute around his waist. It was tied there along with the cloth. But Sri Krishna didn't want to give his flute to Vraja ladies. He gave again ingit, just the glance instruction to Swarup, to Gop Kumar, to come closer. So he was behind Sri Krishna and hiding his flute, holding the flute beside at his back, he has secretly given the flute to Swarup, to Gop Kumar, who has taken it. So within 1 second, secretly, Sri Krishna gave the flute to Swarup, and Swarup has taken it. So after having hard times to at all bathe Sri Krishna, now Vraja gopis were endeavoring to decorate him, to dress him. So Mother Yashoda also came, looking what is going on, and she said, "It took you so much time to bathe him. Quickly, quickly dress him. Why does it take so much time?" And the Vraja ladies were explaining, "Your son Sri Krishna, his kanai, is so naughty. And also, we need so much time to dress him nicely. He's so black. And he doesn't look good. We need so much time to dress and decorate him. We need to nicely dress and decorate him. Otherwise, he won't look good being so black." But Mother Yashoda, so lovingly, she was saying, "What are you saying? My kanai is so beautiful. Look at his beautiful form." So Mother Yashoda, he was continuing cooking, and still along with cooking, he was glorifying the beauty of Shri Krishna. In this way, while cooking, Mother Yashoda was narrating the glories of Shri Krishna's beauty. So Mother Yashoda was saying, my Krishna is so beautiful, and also the most beautiful is Srimati Radharani by his side. So decorate him nicely. So Vraja ladies were decorating Shri Krishna nicely, and the time to take evening meal, the dinner has come. Nanda Baba, Nanda Maharaj took his seat, and on his left side, Shri Krishna was sitting, and on his right side, Shri Balaram was sitting. And nearby, Swarup Gop Kumar sat as well. As usually, all the Vrajavasis, they've prepared some of the items and they've brought them from their homes for Shri Krishna. Mother Yashomati, Srila Sanatana Goswami is saying, Mother Yashomati and all the Vrajavasis, they've all cooked for Shri Krishna, and all these items were brought in front of Shri Krishna for him to taste from each of the preparations they have lovingly prepared for him. This divine Leela is being witnessed by Gop Kumar. All the Vrajavasis, they've brought all these items and they've put it in front of Shri Krishna, Shri Balaram, Nanda Baba, Yashoda Maya, and all the Vrajagopis, and Srimati Radharani, Shri Radharani Ju as well. They've also offered all of their items, items that they've cooked to Shri Krishna. And there, from Shri Krishna's left side, close to him, all the preparations that Shri Radharani has cooked were kept. Shri Radharani is the best cook. Whatever she cooks is nectar itself. Durvasa Muni has given blessings to Shri Radharani, that whatever she cooks will be as a nectar. How many of you know this narration? So Maharaj says, not many of you. So we are going to hear that narration today again. Once Durvasa Muni, Atmaram, completely peaceful and blissful in himself, he was dancing in bliss and he was giving blessings to Srimati Radharani. He was saying to Srimati Radharani, I'm blessing you that no one in whole universe, in whole creation will be as good cook as you are. I'm blessing you to be the best cook in whole universe. Once, all the Vrajagopis, along with Srimati Radharani, they've cooked so many preparations and they were keeping them on their heads while walking towards the ashram of Durvasa Muni to bring it all to him. So holding all the preparation on their heads, walking, they were talking on the way to the ashram of Durvasa Muni. And in this way, they've reached the banks of Mother Yamuna. Durvasa Muni's ashram is close to the banks of Mother Yamuna on Mathura side. So on the opposite side, when the gopis reached, the waters of Mother Yamuna were so high and they were very big waves. There at the banks of Mother Yamuna, at the Vraja side, in the branches of a tree, Shri Krishna Kanhaiya was sitting. And all the gopis said, "Hey Kanhaiya, do something, we need to cross Mother Yamuna." And Kanhaiya told them, "Are you mad? Do you see these big waves in Mother Yamuna? How do you mean to cross them?" And again, the gopis asked for Shri Krishna's help. And Shri Krishna has told them, "All right, I have one mantra. I will tell you mantra, you need to repeat it, and the waves of Mother Yamuna will calm down so that you can cross." And the gopis were asking, "How is it possible?" And Shri Krishna explained that at the power of this mantra that he's going to give them, the waters of Mother Yamuna will get pacified and they will easily be able to cross. So the gopis told, "All right then, quickly, quickly, give us that mantra. Come on, give us the mantra." So Shri Krishna told, "All right, so before crossing Mother Yamuna, you need to tell this mantra. Shri Krishna is the greatest brahmachari." And instantly all the gopis started laughing. And they were saying, "How is this possible? Everyone knows about you and your brahmacharya," meaning you're not a brahmachari at all. So Shri Krishna told them, "All right then, do as you wish." Then the gopis were thinking, Shri Krishna, even as a child, he has killed so many demons. He was holding whole Govardhan Hill at the small finger of his left hand as a child. So what else is left then? That we try the mantra and see what happens. So they did so. As soon as the gopis have told the mantra that Shri Krishna has told them, the waters, the waves of Mother Yamuna got peaceful. They've calmed down and the gopis could easily cross the waters of Mother Yamuna on the other, Mathura side. Gopis were surprised. When the gopis reached the ashram of Durvasa Muni, Durvasa Muni has welcomed them. And the gopis have told them, "Baba, we have brought so many tasty preparations for you to taste. Please taste them all, and we will be pleased." So in order to please the gopis, Durvasa Muni, He has tasted each of the preparations. And as Durvasa Muni took from each of the preparations that the gopis had brought, they have told to Durvasa Muni, "So Baba, now bless us." Srimati Radharani and the gopis, they are so qualified. They are much more qualified in all regards than even Lakshmi Devi herself. And now they were asking Durvasa Muni for further blessings. And Durvasa Muni has asked, "All right, you ask for some blessings, and I will bless you in that regard." So the gopis had told, "Earlier, you have blessed Srimati Radharani that she will be the greatest cook. Please bless us in the same way." And Durvasa Muni has answered to the gopis. He said, "I have blessed Sri Radharani to be the best cook, so I can't bless you in the same way. But I will bless you that you will be good cooks as like Srimati Radharani. I can't bless you to be the best in the universe as she only is, but I'm blessing you to be a good cook like Sri Radharani." The gopis were very pleased. Now, as Srimati Radharani and the gopis were on the way back to Vrajadham, they needed to cross the waters of Mother Yamuna back again. But her waters were up high with the huge waves again. Now the gopis were asking for the help of Durvasa Muni. They were asking, "Please, Baba, help us to now cross Mother Yamuna back. Please make some arrangement." And Durvasa Muni has told, "All right. Before crossing the waters of Mother Yamuna, you tell Durvasa Muni doesn't need anything else than Durva grass." Again, the gopis were surprised. A moment ago, they've seen that Durvasa Muni ate all the preparations that they've brought. And now he's asking them to say that he doesn't need anything than Durva grass. Durvasa Muni, his name, Durvasa, means that he is sustaining his life only upon ras, juice from Durva grass. So the gopis were now saying to Durvasa Muni, "Oh Baba, what are you telling to us? We have seen you eating so many preparations, and now we are to tell mantra that you are not eating anything but Durva grass. How is it possible?" So Durvasa Muni told them, "All right, so be it. Do as you want." So not having other option, gopis came close to the waters of Mother Yamuna, although not able to understand, still they've told the mantra that Durvasa Muni have told them. So the same thing has happened. The waters of Mother Yamuna has calmed and came down so that the gopis can cross. Our acharyas are saying that when Krishna says that he is brahmachari, that is true because he is meeting with the gopis These are his transcendental pastimes. Similarly with Durvasa Muni, he has eaten all these preparations to please gopis. But in truth, he is sustaining his life only upon eating Durva grass, accepting juice, ras from Durva grass only. So, there at the dinner, Shri Krishna, with a little movement of his lotus fingers, he has taken a little piece of laddu that Srimati Radharani has made for him. And instantly, he made a face as if he's eating something untasty, and he has said, "Oh, it is bitter. This laddu is bitter, as if I'm eating neem leaves." Mother Yashoda, she's so simple and she took it seriously. And she was worried and she almost became angry, asking, "What is going on? How is it possible? Shri Radharani, what did you make for my Krishna? Is it possible that you made such a untasty, bitter like neem leaves, laddu for my Kanai?" And the gopis, they have pacified Mother Yashoda. They've explained to Mother Yashoda. They've told, "Be peaceful, Mother Yashoda, don't worry. Kanai is so naughty, and he's only acting. In actuality, Srimati Radharani's laddu is so tasty, as always, and even more. It is because he wants to keep this tasteful laddu that Srimati Radharani has brought and give it to his dear friend Swarup. This laddu is so tasty that he's only acting that it's not tasty, so to keep it aside and give it to his dear friend Swarup." And this is what indeed happened. With ingit, later on, again, with just movements of the eyes, Srimati Radharani was asking Shri Krishna, "What was going on? Was my laddu really untasty?" And Shri Krishna, in a similar way, later on, he has explained, "Of course not. Your laddu was so endlessly tasty, but I wished to keep it in order to give it to my dear friend Swarup. This is why I did so. I acted so." And Swarup, later on, he has told to Shri Krishna, "The taste of this laddu that you have given me," Swarup told to Kanai, "is so tasty that I'll never be able to forget its taste. Even until today, I'm remembering its nectarious taste." So the time for our today's katha has ended. So we are putting our today's katha to rest here.
Hari Hari Bol, Sri Sri Giriraj Maharaj Ki Jai, Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran Ki Jai, Sri Vedavyas Bhagavan Ki Jai, Sri Shukadev Goswami Pad Ki Jai, Sri Sri Brihad Bhagavatamrita Ki Jai, Srila Sanatan Goswami Prabhupad Ki Jai, Sri Gop Kumar Ki Jai, परीक्षित महाराज की जय। माता उत्तरा देवी की जय। श्री दामोदर व्रत की जय। व्रतकारी समस्त भक्त वृंद की जय। आजकेर आनंद की जय। आपन आपन श्री गुरु महाराज की जय। आजकेर आनंद की जय। समागत भक्त मंडली की जय। जय जय श्री राधे श्याम नितय गौर हरि बोल।